Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
Great. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. We are back for hour two. I am joined by George Kurtz today, not by Craig Mish. Before we get into our Tuesday headlines, I want to dip back in to this Ben Simmons stuff since, to me, that's the biggest story in sports today. You know, I know George wants to talk about his Yankees and the American League East, and we can get into that in a second, but definitely – I just think this Simmons thing is so odd because it seems this really does not happen in professional sports very often where two superstar players actually dislike each other. You know, of course we had the famous Shaq and Kobe thing. And, you know, when the Oklahoma City Thunder had Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, people kind of intimated that all of that was a thing, you know, that Westbrook and Durant didn't like each other. It seems like that actually wasn't true and that they liked each other quite a lot when they were on the team together and they didn't start to dislike each other until they were playing on different teams. It's very strange. I mean, you know, imagine if Tom Brady and Chris Godwin just like couldn't get along, just could not be in the same room together. Like, that's very odd, is it not, George, to have two superstar players who really don't like each other? I mean, I can't remember anything like it since the Shaq Kobe stuff.
I don't think we hear about it a lot as far as two superstars not liking each other, especially nowadays. They try and keep them under wraps. I mean, Derek Jeter and Alex Rodriguez, they had their issues after A-Rod came out. I think it was a Sports Illustrated article saying Derek Jeter is pretty much not all that. Yeah, so those two had their issues, but Derek Jeter kept it to himself. He didn't let it explode in the clubhouse. And Joe Torre at that time was also very good at that sort of thing of making sure it didn't explode. So it is what it is as far as that's concerned. It makes things more interesting. I mean, listen, you go back to the 70s. I think it was the Red Sox or the Yankees, maybe even both. That's when the Terry kept 25 players, 25 camps, because they all didn't like each other, right? Different game back then. It wasn't no kumbaya back then.
So I mean, this is an age-old baseball question for you, but if the second baseman and the shortstop hate each other, it doesn't matter, right? Like, is it going to make them any worse at turning a double play if the shortstop and the second baseman hate each other? Like, baseball, I think you could get away with 25 players, 25 cabs. I literally don't think baseball players hating each other would matter. I mean, maybe you could argue it puts them in a worse mental state when they're up to bat or whatever, but I think baseball is the sport you could get away with literally everyone hating each other.
Granted, I would agree, because it is an individualistic sport. You're batting, you're pitching. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the pitcher and catcher hate each other, maybe something there, where the catcher's calling the wrong pitches or whatever it might be, or is that framing correctly, however you want to buy it, but for the most part, everything else is fine. Listen, we remember the movie Major League, right? Roger Dorn, the third base, didn't like Ricky Vaughn, the pitcher. So on a ground ball, ole, I'm going to let it go by me. So yes, I guess it could play effect, but not like it can in football. I'm not throwing at that guy. I'm not blocking for this guy. That's where they hockey. I'm not going to pass to him. You know, basketball, I'm not saying anything. I'm not going to pass to him. So I would think baseball is, if you hate each other, I guess it's the sport you're least worried about, but it can play an effect, yes.
Yeah. All right, so our Tuesday headlines. We have the White Sox at the Tigers starting right now. Full slate of games tonight. I am sure Craig on his vacation day. He's got White Sox Tigers up. He's relaxed. He's got a Corona. He's watching White Sox Tigers. J.J. Redick retires from the NBA. A little bit of a bummer there. Zdeno Chara, who I actually, funnily enough, small world, I just referenced him on the show yesterday, George. We were asking if Tom Brady was the greatest 44-year-old athlete ever, and I brought up Zdeno Chara as, you know, a guy who potentially could be, you know, one of the greatest athletes in his 40s ever. Funnily enough, he also is 44. And the Los Angeles Rams are optimistic that Daryl Henderson can play in week 3. That would be massive for me. I want you to do this Zdeno Chara thing for me, though. Why is it possible? Explain to me how a sport as physical as hockey, these guys can be playing in their 40s, right? Bobby Orr played in his 50s. Like, how is it possible that such a physical sport, guys can be playing in their 40s?
He's a freak. That's the only way it's possible. He's just a freak. Zdeno Chara is a huge, huge man. All right, and he plays a physical game. Yeah, he's one of those guys, and you bring it down to fighting. When he's in a fight, he just holds you up and you can't do anything. You know, you can't reach him. You can't reach him. He's too big. And that's where he is. He's got that long reach in hockey. So even if he's not quite the player he was, and he's not, nobody is at that age, but his reach is still, that hasn't changed. But the hockey stick, his reach is 15 feet. He can deflect passes away. He still has presence in the corner. He still has a hard time getting around the man. Can he play 82 games anymore? No. Can he play 22, 24 minutes? No. Are they going to have to caddy him? Absolutely. You know, manage his time, 16, 18 minutes a game. Probably playing, if there's an over-under on FanDuel, I imagine it'd be around 68 and a half games per season there. Manage it. But he can still do damage here. But the Islanders really are bringing him along more for the playoffs. That's where they want him to be able to go up to full speed here. He's not quite the player they needed, but it comes full circle. He did start with the Islanders.
Yeah, I mean, it just constantly blows my mind how long these guys are able to play. Because, like, you know, you watch a hockey game and you're saying, like, these guys they're going up and down the ice, they're pumping, their heart rates have to be going crazy. I mean, Wayne Gretzky played until he was 38 and still had more points than games played, which is that's insane, right? For any guy to be able to be that good late in his 30s. So everyone, we are going to go ahead and go into our first break here on hour 2 on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, we'll be looking at our friends over on Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code GRID. Stay on the grid. See you guys back in a few moments.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. I am Davis Maddock, joined by George Kurtz. We have what is my favorite segment of the show, where we talk about underdog fantasy and their pick'em game, which is going to be available for the Thursday night game. George, I mean, I assume that you, I hope that you've gotten on the underdog fantasy app, used the deposit promo grid, but even if not, do you enjoy the player prop wagering? Because what I have found is that, look, beating sides and totals is very tough. You log on to the FanDuel Sportsbook on Sunday morning, you try and place a $5,000 wager on one of your teams. Guess what? FanDuel Sportsbook's taking that money. They're saying, we think that we are smarter than you. We get to bet plus 110 on each side. We're going to take that money. But those player prop markets, a lot lower liquidity. You can't bet as much. You know, the books expect to be beaten on those lines, and they kind of use them as a customer acquisition tool, which is why I like this pick'em game so much on Underdog. Are you a player prop wagerer?
You know, it's I've said this before. When it comes to gambling, I keep track of all of my bets. And what I mean by that is, this plays to what you're talking about. I have a book, literally a spiral notebook from last year, and I keep track of how I did against this kind of bet, that kind of bet. And I, like you said here, I was much better with props. It wasn't even close. And I knew this for a while. You know what you're winning at. The sides, totals, games didn't do very well. I mean, maybe 500, maybe a tick above 500. But props, certain props, I was hitting certain props more than others. And that's where I ended up going to. And by the end of the year, I was betting props much more than I was regular games. Last week, I only bet one game, and that was New England over the Jets. Yeah, I won it, but that's the only game I bet, the only total I bet, because I didn't like the slate last week. I like this slate a little bit better this week, but props I hit a lot. That's what I was betting on. So, yes, I prefer props much more than trying to bet the games. I truly believe they know the games. It's 50-50 when it comes to the games. All right, you're really just flipping a coin here trying to get it right. Yeah, but the props, I still think they're not quite there yet where you can find the advantage. Plus, you have so many props. You get 20, 30 props a game. You've got to be able to find one where you think, all right, they missed this one. This one I can hit on. And that's what I'm looking for, the one that I think they missed.
Yeah, I think that's the right way to approach it. And by the way, keeping track of all of your odds and your wagers, very good to do, because you know what you're good at and know what you're bad at. One thing I know I'm good at, using the Underdog app that you can find on the iOS store, Google Play. You can also use it on your desktop, underdogfantasy.com. You can deposit using the promo code GRID. You're going to get a free wager inside of their pick'em game. And we are going to take a look at some of the sides here for the Thursday night game. And George, I have a feeling that this is going to be a profitable game, because we are just going to short the crap out of the Houston Texans. So our first line here, I have Sam Darnold over 17.95 fantasy points. Are you over or under Sam Darnold's 17.95 fantasy points?
I think you know I'm over, right? I like Darnold in this game. I mentioned fantasy-wise, I would start him over a lot of other quarterbacks that maybe you wouldn't normally start. I mentioned Baker Mayfield would certainly be one of those. I'm trying to look at other quarterbacks that I would start him over real quick here. If you were starting Carson Wentz, I would certainly start Darnold over someone like Wentz. And I just think, once again, they're going to have the ball. This is the big thing. It's not so much about Houston's defense. It's about the fact that Mills is going to play his first game. They're going to try and run the ball a lot. But Carolina knows that too. And their team is playing well anyway. I think this is a game where Carolina is going to have the ball two-thirds of the time. So give me Darnold. And I don't think they're always going to put 40 points real quick where it's going to, you know, the second half is all running game. And even if it is, Darnold may have his points already by then. So, yes, give me Darnold to get my 18 points here. I like the over.
Yeah, I like the over as well. The next one, this feels pretty good to me. DJ Moore, a line of 72.5 receiving yards. Again, if you only make two wagers, you get the 3x multiplier. That's why we have five listed here, because we're going for the 20x multiplier on the Underdog Fantasy app. Just works like parlaying your player props. Tell me how DJ Moore over 72.5 receiving yards could possibly lose, George.
I'm with you. Listen, if you have Darnold, you sort of want the receivers to go with it, right? That's what we think it's going to be. I guess if you want to play the negative part, it's been a little bit of a slow start for Moore. I mean, a little bit. He's at 80 and 79 the first two games. The first game's against the Jets, right, and their secondary is terrible. So you can say he should have done better. But we like the New Orleans Saints secondary. Still at 79 here. So I'm with you. It's on a faster track in Houston as well. I'm not worried about the road game, by the way. I don't care. I don't know if the Texans fans are going to care. But I like the faster track. I think that's good for DJ Moore. Give me the over here as well.
Yeah, I like that over quite a bit. Then I think this is going to be the first one that you and I disagree on. I think that this will probably be a game where they run the ball quite a bit. DJ Moore is going to get his, but I don't know if Darnold's going to throw it 35 times in this game. So I have Robbie Anderson under 64 and a half receiving yards on our wager here.
Yeah, this one's a little tougher for me because I think it's right about the – I think it's the right number here. So I think almost this almost is a guess. If this was a straight prop, I wouldn't be touching it. All right, I would leave it alone. I think they got it right. I do think he'll get his chances. But I'm actually kind of lean. I mean, I like Robbie Anderson. Fantasy-wise, I'm starting him because I don't think I can find three receivers better than him. I think he'll be at least a flex for me is where I'm going with there. I think he does get in the end zone. So I'm feeling six points for a touchdown, 4 points, you know, for four receptions, and right around 60 yards, 16. So I'm good either way here. I guess I'll bank on the over here because I'm on the over. I think there's a lot of points scored for Carolina in this game. I'll go the over, but I don't feel great about it.
Yeah, I think that seems fine. Like, it's fine to not have a super strong take, but look, I want that 20X. When I log on to the Underdog app, I want the 20X. I'm making all five wagers, so we got to make all the picks. Davis Mills under 14.95 fantasy points. Look, I think the Texans just get ran here. Tyrod played incredibly well through the 6.5 quarters that he played. He was running a little bit, was not turning the ball over, you know, looked really good. I love Davis Mills for the name, right? Another Davis with a professional athlete. You know, you love to see that. But I think the Texans are going to have a very hard time here. Nico Collins actually got injured for the Texans. I think he only played 2 snaps for them in week 2. So they're down another wide receiver. I think that Davis Mills is going to have a really difficult time getting to 15 fantasy points.
Oh, agreed. You have to. I mean, anybody who's betting on the over, what are you betting for? A couple of late garbage time touchdowns? Which, granted, could happen. Maybe Carolina doesn't care because they're up 38-7. And they end up making it 38-21 and we lose this. But I'm banking on the under as well here. If he was ready to start, he would have been starting already. It's not like Tyrod Taylor is going to take this team anywhere. All right? He's not ready to start. This is not a rookie first-round pick quarterback. That was just a matter of time. Before he got on the center there. This guy they wanted to wait on. No, under. This is probably one of the ones I feel better about.
Yeah. And then our final one, this one, it just feels like Underdog is giving us money. Mark Ingram, under 44.5 rushing yards. They would have to be so stubborn to get him over this number. Last week, George, they played Ingram. They played David Johnson. They played Rex Burkhead. And they played Philip Lindsay. Ingram's carry total went way down from that week 1 win against the Jacksonville Jaguars. If they don't cover the spread, which I don't think they will, Ingram would have to like bust off like a 25 yarder to get there. And just let me say, I don't think Ingram's busting off a 25 yarder.
Right. We all expect this game to be somewhat of a blowout, which means they're not going to run the ball much in the second half, which means the only way he gets it, like you said, if he gets that one big run, just like we lost, I know I lost on Barkley last week because he had the one big, the 41-yard run. Other than that, he had 54 freaking yards. All right, same thing here. The only way we're losing this is if Ingram gets a 30-yard run. All right, what are you going to do? Bad luck here. But I'm not banking on that. Give me the under.
Yeah, you can – a little bit of bad luck every once in a while. It happens. You can lose one of these wagers, but I feel very good about these. So, everyone, if you want to tail me, I've already made this wager myself. You can get on the Underdog Fantasy app. You can download that on the iOS store. You can download that on the Google Play store. You can use it on desktop, underdogfantasy.com. If you don't have an account yet, create one. Use the promo code GRID with your first deposit. That'll help us out. If you like us, you know, help us out a little bit. And you're also going to help yourself out getting a deposit bonus and a free wager. We are going to run a break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today. See you guys back in a few moments.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. My name is Davis Maddock. I am lucky enough to be joined today by George Kurtz. A reminder, as everyone heads into their busy week, you all have busy lives, to follow at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV on Twitter. If you want to stay up to date with all of my analysis, all the podcasts I do are going to be in that feed. All of George's appearance here on the network are going to be on that feed. Craig is not with us today, but you'll definitely get all of his updates there. You're going to get Ariel Epstein. You're going to get Scott Farrell. Everyone from the Sports Grid family is there at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. So make sure to follow that. And you can even do what I do, where you can get the push notification sent to your phone so you never miss anything. Very important to do that stuff. So George, I play in a lot of fantasy leagues, right? Not a surprise to anyone. And this is right about the time people start getting antsy, right? After 2 weeks, 3 weeks, this is when is prime time for trading. Teams start out 0-2. They want to trade to make something different. Teams start out 2-0. They want to consolidate their depth into their starting lineup. So this is, I think, a pretty ideal time to start sending out trade offers in your fantasy football leagues. And the first guy here, Josh Allen. Are we buying the dip on Josh Allen? Would you try and acquire Josh Allen on one of your fantasy teams right now?
Probably not. It has nothing to really do with Allen. I'm probably not paying for a quarterback. I have to assume my quarterback's decent. All right. I know a lot of quarterbacks got hurt, but I don't think any of them should be really crushing your fantasy team. Carson Wentz, he's your quarterback one, then you made a mistake to begin with. Tua, same thing. Yeah, see, I know those guys should have been a problem. I can live with any of the quarterbacks. I'm trying to think of a top 10, top 12 quarterback that isn't playing well right now. Most of them are at least decent on the board here. So I don't think so. That being said, if someone's giving Allen away, sure. If they'll take Allen for my mediocre quarterback and a player I really don't need, a wide receiver three, a running back three, I would seriously consider it. Allen's going to get better. Listen, he had Pittsburgh. Tough defense, right? Miami is a good defense. I know they got crushed 35-0, but that's a good defense here. Allen will play better. I have little doubt about that. So I'd want Allen, yes, but I'm probably not giving up anything of value to go get him. I have to assume I don't value quarterbacks all that much, not in a one-quarterback league. Two-quarterback league is a different conversation here. But in a one-quarterback league, I should be able to survive with almost anybody that I have. So I am not I'm anxious to get any quarterback, not just Allen here. That being said, unless the price is right. So to answer your question, do I buy the dip? I think he'll be fine. I think he's just in a little bit of a slump now. And that slump might continue this week against Washington. I know they look like crap against Daniel Jones and the Giants. They have to play better. So maybe this is not the week for Allen to get back on board either, which means you might be able to get, if you do want him, You might be able to get him for a lower price next week.
You might be able to. So I think I'm going to lead with the controversial opinion here. I don't want to buy the dip on Josh Allen. You know, Josh Allen basically got, I don't want to say that he got lucky last season, but he was kind of historically efficient last season. So, 6.5% of his passing attempts went for touchdowns. That's well above league average. We've already seen the efficiency with the deep balls start to regress, and that was what made Josh Allen so phenomenal last year, is the deep passes to their various wide receivers were really functional for them last year. And that's hard stuff to carry week over week. You know, I think maybe a trade that would make sense is, you trade one of these guys, early overperformers at the quarterback position, maybe someone like Daniel Jones and a running back to get Josh Allen. You know, if you could get Josh Allen for Mike Davis and Daniel Jones, I would probably do that, but that's not a guy I am rushing out to get. Now, a guy I feel much more bullish on, Robert Woods of the Los Angeles Rams. He has really taken the back seat to Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp has a 38% target share through two games, 8 receptions, 91 yards, 1 touchdown, 13 targets for Robert Woods through two games. But I would love to buy the dip on Robert Woods on my fantasy teams.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we're going to play devil's advocate here. Kupp, you said it. He is Stafford's best BFF, right? He's looking for him all over the place here. Woods is a good receiver, and I think it'll pick up as the season goes on, mainly because I think teams are going to look to take Kupp away somewhat. That's going to open up opportunities for Woods. So I'm buying Woods as well. Yes, I'd like to get him. And if it's a buy low, hey, give me Robert Woods here. Now, one thing I want to this goes to any – I don't care who you're trying to trade for. For the love of God, look at the other team and see what they need. There's nothing more frustrating than when someone makes a trade offer to me and they offer me something that I'm already strong at. I don't need this. You know, don't offer me a tight end if I have Darren Waller on my team. All right, that's not going to be the guy. I can't use him. What am I going to do here? So look at the other team. If I'm trading with Davis Maddock, the first thing I look at is Davis Maddock's team. What does he need? What do I think he needs? You know, odds are running back. We all need a running back. That may be what you have to go for here. I may not make him my best offer at first either, but I won't insult him. You know, there's nothing more infuriating to me when someone insults me with, oh, I'll give you my fourth string kicker for this guy. Really? Thanks. Click, delete. I don't even respond back to you. So do that as well when you trade. Just basic etiquette. You don't need to make your best offer right away, but at least make it something competitive, something we can talk about, where we can negotiate. If you insult me, odds are I'm not replying back to you.
Yeah, that is actually a great point that you make. You know, I play in a lot of these leagues, right? A lot of dynasty leagues, and people love to make the low ball offer in the dynasty league, right? Oh, I'll give you a third round rookie pick for Jarvis Landry. I'll give you a super flex league. I'll give you a Mike Davis for Kirk Cousins, right? Something like that, where it's just not even close. And people are not as bad about it in redraft leagues, you know, self-contained leagues that just exist for 1 year, but people definitely are not great at it. I want to give some more color to that Robert Woods analysis, though. You know, he basically has always been a really good fantasy football asset. 129, 139, and 130 targets over the last 3 years for the Rams, right? I mean, he has been a very good PPR wide receiver, and people are so enamored by Cooper Kupp. People are enamored by, you know, even Daryl Henderson. Tyler Higbee was so good for them in week one, not nearly as good in week two. But I guess encouraged is probably the wrong word, but I just think the target distribution between Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp is likely to normalize moving forward. So our next guy is Miles Sanders, and this is another guy that I feel relatively bullish on next to consensus. He has played 66 and 67% of the snaps for the Eagles in the first 2 weeks, clearly leading them in rushing at this point. You know, he has 28 rushing attempts. Kenneth Gainwell has 15, 7 targets in the passing game, 6 targets in the passing game for Kenneth Gainwell. Where are you at on Miles Sanders?
I am buying as well here. I like this offense. I think it will get better. I'm throwing out the San Fran game. All right, tough David didn't work out here. They had some opportunities there that they actually missed. The offense as a whole, not with Sanders. Sanders' problem last year was he didn't catch the ball well. for whatever reason. He's the back who should be used very well in the passing game. I mentioned only two targets on Sunday, throwing that out. I think he'll get much more of an opportunity against Dallas on Monday night here, and I think they're going to need him. I think he's going to be a little safety valve for Jalen Hurts as the season goes on here out of the passing game. I'm not worried about his running because I didn't draft him to be that 1,300-yard rusher. I'm hoping he's going to be somewhere around 1,000 yards for a 17-game season, which is not asking all that much, but I need the production out of the passing game from Sanders, and I still think it's going to be there. Like I said, I think Sunday was an aberration more than anything else. Don't care. I go back more to the first week versus Atlanta. I think that's how they're going to use him. Gainwell concerns me somewhat because he looks good. He looks good. He looks fast. He is going to take away some targets and some touches from Sanders, but I'm still bullish on him. I think, once again, I think Sanders is going to have a good, solid season, maybe a top 12 running back.
Yeah, which I think is maybe a little bit of a controversial opinion because Miles Sanders really fell down draft boards. You know, you remember when we were talking about the Philadelphia Eagles in the preseason, the reports were, Boston Scott, right? Boston Scott's going to be switching all these touches. And Boston Scott has not earned a target, has not earned a carry through two games for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I grant that the Gainwell stuff is a little bit concerning, mostly because he looks really good and looked really good in week one, had the touchdown in week one. And it does kind of look like a problem for Miles Sanders that Jalen Hurts is going to be the goal line back. So let's say you were interested in acquiring Miles Sanders. Where do you draw the line? Would you trade Courtland Sutton to acquire Miles Sanders? Who are some of the guys you would want to trade for Miles Sanders?
I would trade higher as a wide receiver because generally we all need running backs, right? We're all worried about running backs. There's going to be injuries. We don't have the depth there. Would I trade Courtland Sutton? The Denver schedule does get a little tougher. But I like Sutton. I've drafted him in a couple of leagues, and I loved what he did on Sunday, right? Judy goes out. All of a sudden, it's Sutton time. Didn't get the touchdown, but got everything else. I'm probably looking for a tick below Sutton. But I think Sutton is kind of guy you might have to give up, a wide receiver three-ish type, to go out and get Sanders. Because let's face it, running backs are just valued higher than wide receivers. You can find a wide receiver. You generally cannot find a running back here. But I'm not anxious to get rid of you. You pick the one guy that I'm just not anxious to give up on.
Yeah, you know, I think that's fair. So just the way that I play fantasy football, I would so much rather work the waiver wire. You know, I'm adding Cordarrelle Patterson this week. I'm adding Jake Funk this week. I'm adding one of these 49ers running backs, right? You know, maybe not Lamar Miller, but maybe Trenton Cannon. Maybe I add Jox Patrick this week. You know, maybe I try and buy the dip. Maybe I try and trade for Elijah Mitchell. You know, say whoever owns him in my league got bummed out by Elijah Mitchell. It's like I prefer to kind of play that roulette wheel at wide receiver or at running back two a little bit more. I mean, I like to have the locked in running back one. You like to have your stud running back one. But I think the Sutton for Miles Sanders is a little bit interesting. Everyone, we are going to head to break here real quick on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid TV. When we return, everyone's favorite game, Fantasy or Reality with Brett Levy. See you guys in a few moments. Break.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th, and every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
during the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale. We're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Everyone, and welcome back into Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. We are about to get to everyone's favorite part of the show, Fantasy or Reality, where we bring Brett Levy in. But George, before we get there, I did want to give you your chance to talk about your Yankees. They are now two games back of the first wild card. They are flirting with losing to the Athletics, right? They're right there up against the Athletics. They are clearly behind the Red Sox now, tied with the Blue Jays. How are you feeling about your New York Yankees?
Not good. They haven't played any better, right? They're still at lost 2-3 to Cleveland. That can't happen. Lost again to Baltimore last week. That can't happen. Problem for the Yankees is this. After they finish up against Texas this week, they play Texas Tuesday and Wednesday, three Boston, Toronto, and then Tampa Bay. The Yankees' record against all three teams, under 500. They have played poorly really against all three. They have not played well against their own division all season long. Hard to see that changing all of a sudden by playing, going to Fenway for three, then going to Toronto and then Tampa Bay. So no, not feeling good, very good about the Yankees at all. I don't think they get in.
Well, I hope you're wrong, because again, I cannot have the Blue Jays making the postseason. So I'm here rooting for Joey Gallo, rooting for Anthony Rizzo, rooting for Andrew Heaney, Garrett Cole, right? The whole gang, you know. And maybe if I need to look, if I need to become the world's biggest Oakland Athletics fan, I will do it. I'm not beneath it because I need my Shohei Ohtani AL MVP dollars. But let's go ahead and bring Brett Levy in for everyone's favorite segment, Fantasy or Reality.
All right. Well, the Houston Texans have a quarterback problem because Tyrod Taylor is potentially out for up to 4 weeks. We've seen reports with a groin injury, and the team will not bring back Deshaun Watson in his absence. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. Brandon Cooks, who has been off to a hot start, will remain fantasy relevant with Davis Mills at quarterback. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Wow, nothing like starting off with a tough one, huh? We don't know how much work he's gotten with Cooks, how much they've worked together. He's not the starting quarterback here. Will he have rapport with Cooks? Will it be somebody else he likes to throw to? Doesn't matter. You know, will Carolina be selling out to stop Cooks and go, hey, you throw the ball to anybody else you want. You run it with any of those 18 running backs, but Cook's not going to beat us. Not today, not tonight. I'm going to say no at this. A fantasy that Cooks will not be relevant on Thursday night. I mean, if you have him in fantasy, once again, it comes down to who else you have on your roster. But I'm not loving him. He's probably more of a low-end wide receiver three flex play for me this week with Mills. We don't know about Mills. Don't trust Mills. Carolina defense has played well here. I do think it's going to be a blowout, so I do think there'll be lots of chances for them to throw the ball. So there's always a shot at a connection here, but I'm not feeling confident at all, not with a rookie quarterback fantasy.
You know what? I am normally with this stance. Like, normally when it's like, remember when like Kendall Hinton started, you know, for the Broncos? Now, obviously, Davis Mills a little bit better than Kendall Hinton, who is the emergency quarterback. But Brandon Cooks saw 15 targets last week, right? That is an absurd number. And no one else on the team saw more than two. No one else saw more than two. So I actually do think you put Davis Mills in there, you put Jeff Driskel in there. I literally don't think it matters. I actually think that it is a reality that Brandon Cooks is so much better and so much of their offense is centered around, you know, Brandon Cooks being their lead wide receiver. I actually do think that Brandon Cooks, it's a reality that he will remain fantasy viable with Davis Mills at quarterback.
All right. We had the opportunity to draft Davis Mills at FST, but we drafted Davis Maddock. And now we're moving on to Davis Maddock's favorite baseball team, the Kansas City Royals, because Salvador Perez broke Johnny Bench's record for the most single-season home runs by a catcher ever. He hit 46 yesterday. So we know his value will never be higher, and Davis, we'll start with you. Salvador Perez will be moved in the offseason. Is this a fantasy or reality?
You know, I really, 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 really hope that this is a fantasy. I mean, the idea that like every, every good Royals player gets traded. Like I remember at the trail around the trade deadline, we were talking about Whit Merrifield and I said, we can't. Like there just is no way. I can't deal with that. And I feel the same way about Salvador Perez. I mean, what is even the point of trading him? Like at the age that he is and with his batted ball profile, it's not like you're getting, like if they tried to trade Salvador Perez, they would not even get a top 100 prospect in baseball for him. They would get like a high A guy with control issues, some cash, and probably like a fourth outfielder. So I'm all the way against this. If anyone from the Royals front office is looking at this, just please don't do it. So I'm going to say that this is a fantasy. Salvador Perez will not be moved.
Salvador Perez. By the way, he's not getting enough love. It's a shame what's going on. I should say a shame, but if not for Vladimir Guerrero, triple crown possibility, Ohtani pitches, he hits, does everything great, Perez would be getting so much more love. What he's doing is just, it's unheard of. Obviously, the 46 home runs, that's a record there. But he's a catcher who plays every damn day. Yes, I know some of it's at DH. I get it. But generally, they don't even do that, most catches. What he's doing is just fantastic. Now, I'll disagree with you on this. If they wanted to trade him, they would get a bounty. They're not getting a single A player. All right, that's not happening. He's only going to be 32 next year. He's got a couple of years ahead of him. Can still catch. Most teams need a catcher. Hell, look at the Yankees. Yankee fans want to light Gary Sanchez on fire. Okay, but they have to play because they have nobody else. Every team could use a catcher like him. If they wanted to move him, they would get a bounty. That being said, he's their legacy player. You know, I don't think they deal him either. I mean, he's just had such a great year for them. And I'm a baseball purist. I don't want them to trade, even if it was to the Yankees for a single A player, which every team would do in a heartbeat. I don't want them to trade him. You know, I like players that remain on the teams that they're associated with. So, I think they'll look into it, but I think the only way they would is if they had an offer knocks them out, which it might very well do. But in the end, I'll say he stays with KC.
All right. Our last question of the day. We're going back to week two of the NFL season one last time because it was week two of the Manning cast. This was a huge success after week one. I'm sure everyone on this show tuned in again last night. So, George, we'll start with you for this one. Week two of the Manning cast was just as good as week one. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Now, I watched much more of the Manning cast week two than I did week one, mainly because if you're watching the Manning cast, you really have to pay attention because you need to watch the game. They're not really talking about every play. You know, so you need to watch the game, really paying attention to the game there to see what's going on there because they'll ignore some plays there, especially once the game gets out of hand. It's very informative. It's funny. I probably prefer them not to have guests. You know, some of the guests, I love Brett Favre. He looked like he wanted to be anywhere than there last night. He had some good lines, you know, about his internet connection and stuff like that. But I didn't think it was all that great for the most part. Some things were good. But I think it's just better when it's just Eli and Peyton talking to themselves. It's very informative. Peyton's telling you what's going on here, what they're looking at, stuff like that. Was it as good? Probably not, because it's not new anymore. Now we knew what to expect here. So I'll say fantasy that it was as good. but I do like it. I just find it very funny, though, by the way. When you first come on, they have a little thing there, Peyton Manning, Eli Manning. You know, if you're watching this, you probably know which one's Peyton and which one's Eli. I'm just guessing here that you probably know who was who there. So I just found that funny, I guess, weird that you need to have a little scroll there telling you which one's Peyton and which one's Eli.
Yeah, so I really enjoyed it. It was not quite as good last night. They had to bounce some people early. Gronk was pretty good, you know. But the guys that they brought on in week one were a little bit better. Ray Lewis was good when he came on. Remember, Ray Lewis told the story about how they were beating up Kyle Bowler in practice, and Manning was like, "Yeah, you know." Ray would say, "Hey, come play for the Colts." I'd say, Ray would tell Peyton to come play for the Ravens, and then Peyton would tell Ray Lewis to come and play for the Colts, and then Manning said, "No way I was ever going to play for the Ravens. You guys beat us up in practice. You guys made Kyle Bowler, you know, afraid to play the quarterback position by beating him up so much in practice." And Gronk was pretty good on the broadcast, right? He told the story. He said, "I don't watch film. I don't practice on Fridays. I let Brady watch the film. I let Brady tell me where to be because Brady's going to be good at that. They call me Red Zone Robbie G." So that was all pretty good. I mean, when I was watching the game, I did not watch all of that game last night. But when I was watching it, I was watching on the Manning broadcast, and pretty much every Monday night game moving forward, I imagine I will watch it. George, do you think they need a third guy? Do you think they need a host, or should they keep rotating the guests in?
I don't think they need a traditional host. You know, I don't want someone talking. I want somebody to – maybe a moderator is probably more where I'm going with here. Someone tells you, "Oh, and they just completed a 3rd-and-7 pass." There's someone like that, just to keep things in flow here, but not a traditional host that's directing things. I think you do want Peyton to do what he wants to do. So it was interesting. Robbie, by the way, Gronkowski was great last night. He was the one guest I loved last night. There's the other guys I could do without there. But Gronk was fantastic because he's honest. He don't care. He just doesn't care. He's telling you what he feels. You know, the other guys, I think sometimes they're a little bit more guarded in what they're going to say and what they're going to live out. But to answer your question, no, not a traditional host, but maybe, like I said, a moderator to keep things running a little smoother.
Who would actually be your favorite guest for them to bring on? I think if they could bring Brady on, wouldn't bringing Brady on, you know, so assume they play on Sunday, you bring Tom Brady on, and you have Brady versus Peyton, which of course was, you know, this amazing rivalry for pretty much their entire careers. And then you have Eli, the guy who vanquished him in the series. Like, I think 30 minutes or even, let's even say 15 minutes of Brady on the Manning cast would just be phenomenal.
I think that's your number one guy, but I'll give you the head coach there. How about Belichick? If you could ever get Belichick on there, for the same reasons, right? Manning had the rivalry with New England, and Eli beat them in the ball of the Super Bowl a couple of times there. Maybe get Bill to open up a little bit. Probably not. Not when he's still an active head coach. If he retired, maybe he would. But we all hear that Bill has a very good sense of humor. We just generally don't get it, right? He's got to be very stoic in the press conferences and stuff like that. But I would love to see a more open Bill on this show, but Brady would be your number one because Brady has the sense of humor. He would go back at Manning. It would be fun.
Yeah, it would be. You know, I some of the guys I would like to see on there, I would love to see some of the wide receivers that they played with, right? So, you know, you bring on Reggie Wayne. He's been good on TV before. You know, bring on Dallas Clark. And then how about bringing on some of Eli's wide receivers? And they're on there talking about, "Oh, you know, Eli, he'd miss me all the time." Because the other funniest parts of the broadcast have been when they've ragged on how bad Eli was. Remember, they were talking about Eli's first career start that he made against the Ravens when Ray Lewis came on, and they were like, "Yeah, a guy completed like 4 passes, threw 2 interceptions." I think that would be pretty funny. But just in general, I think this is a great direction for sports broadcasting to be going into. You know, we're getting a little bit more color, a little bit more personality, all of that stuff. I really enjoy. So I enjoy the Manning cast, and if you have not watched it yet, I think that you should tune in. Everyone, we're going to run into our final break here on Fantasy Sports Today. When we return, George and I will bring you guys back the Sports Grid 60. Stay on the grid. See you in a moment. Great.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
Everyone, and welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid TV. This is our final segment where we always end the show with a minute on whatever we want. So, George, I'll turn it over to you for the Sports Grid 60.
All right, my minute is this. What do we always hear about what the TV networks and really the ownership wants as far as these games? They want them to end in 3 hours, right? They want to end that nice little window so they get to their late local news. One thing I'll never understand about baseball, you know, football does this right. Sunday morning, you get your pregame show, boom, 1 o'clock game starts. Why does every baseball game have to start at 7:10, 7:08, 7:11? We have, you know, every team has their own cable network. They've already had their pregame show. Every team has that. Why do I, when I turn the game on at 7, do I need to hear, once again, oh, this guy's going to this pitcher at Yankee Stadium, blah, blah, blah. Start the game. We've already heard this. Start the game at 7:01. This way you get that extra 10 minutes. But you get done then by 10 o'clock to get you in that window. It's just something I've never understood. Why we really need two pregame shows, the pregame and then the pregame before the game. I'll never get why they do that. Start the game already.
You know what? That's I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about for my Sports Grid 60, but George, you gave me a great topic idea, which is that American sports should way more closely resemble European sports. European sports start exactly on time. The half times are very short. There's no halftime show. You don't have a concert at midfield during the halftime. They give the players a rest. They give the players some water. They start the game back up. The average European soccer game takes about 105 minutes to be played, maybe 110. They have promotion and relegation, so you don't have tanking in European sports. There's no going for the number one pick in European sports. Let me tell you, if that happened in the NBA, we'd be talking about a whole different world, and I think it would make the sport much better. I also think it would be better for the NFL. So American sports, learn from the European model. So that's going to do it for us here today. Fantasy Sports Today. Thank you to Brett. Thank you to Connell. Thank you to James. Thank you to everyone over at LTN. Thank you for George. We'll see you back tomorrow. Great.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home. with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices with beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale. Right.